the supernatural, the power of darkness, it's all true. The undead surround me. Have you ever talked to a corpse? It's boring. I'm lonely. Take your life, David. Kill yourself. Before you kill others.
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why? Get
out screaming!
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You'll have to be me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Who ordered the hamburger with AIDS?
That's me.
I'm sorry, in my book, that is rape.
Oh, rape humor. It never gets old.
Doo-doo-doo, life's good.
Chewing in the boys' room.
Hey, you horse. Get out of my face.
Corey Feldman here.
Yo, what it do, everybody? Welcome, my friends. This is Jim and Them. You are tuned in right now live on twitch.tv/Jim and Them. This, my friends, is a comedy show. We got a little bit of a late start here, boys. There's no way.
Whoa, it's 8 o'clock.
Or us about it. If, ands, uts, buts about it.
We People all took will a be
nap
happy, though.
In one bed.
Well, I guess patrons will be happy.
Yeah, we did do it for an important thing. I mean, for all the real ones out there, both on the twitch.tv/Jim and Them Live, 7-ish Pacific time Friday nights, and also on the patreon.com/Jim and Them, it is that spooky season, as they say. So we did just watch a horror film. We watched Annabelle Creation. A nice spooky movie for Mike to get into the season.
Oh, yeah. I'm still conditioned not to want to be close to the screen right now. I realized as I was like leaning in, I didn't know why it felt weird.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Your camera's frozen real quick. It's frozen in fear, I guess. Hold on. Let me fix that.
We just have new subscribe things that are jump scared.
Someone donates money.
So if you're on the Patreon, be on the lookout. We got a nice scary film for you to enjoy. And if you're not on the Patreon, what are you waiting for? Patreon.com/Jim and Them. Get into the season.
Yeah, if not now, when?
Yeah.
What's your fucking problem?
We also currently available is a new Jimtervention that Jeff and I watched with his name is Tim or something like that.
I knew it was in Florida.
Yeah, he was. That's right. He was in Florida.
Florida.
He's a music producer.
He got involved in drugs.
Yeah, he's a handsome young man who's a music producer who was a crackhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, just a good old fashioned crackhead.
Yeah, he was in like a kind of pop punk band, and he wore flip flops and tank tops. And
whoa, what?
Well, not really pop punk. He was like, there was this weird like rock, almost Christian rock.
Yeah. Ah.
And then he had this girlfriend who had like big dreams of being a singer, but for some, like his family, it was one of those, not to spoil everything, but his family was actually smart. His family kicked him out, and they were like, we don't want anything to do with this documentary. Like,
yeah,
we can't help you. You're a drug addict. And then his girlfriend, who just wanted to be a singer, their family like took him in because he's a producer, basically. Yeah. Like,
wow.
So. And then the fun keeps hitting from there.
That's gross. That's super gross.
It's funny. My friend Gordon, I figured I'd get the Gordon reference out early.
Oh, your episode. Friend Gordon?
Yeah. He was watching the one that we watched. Or Jeff, were you there for The Lady Alcoholic?
No, I don't know if you were there that for that one. Yeah.
But he was like, that was the first Jimtervention he watched. And he's like, oh, this show's sad.
Yeah, give it a minute.
Yeah, I had never seen an episode of Jimtervention either until we started doing Jimtervention.
Yeah. But yeah, get on the Patreon. All kinds of extra bonus stuff. Shout out to Millie in the chat. Millie from last week.
Oh, shit. Millie's in the chat. Millie, yeah. I want you to know I was not here last week. But I was at the DMV listening to this episode. And when it first started, I was like, what's up with this Millie guy?
Yeah.
But then an hour later, I was like, big fan of Millie. I feel like I've always known Millie. I feel like I've always kind of had Millie in my life
although,
in some way.
I think if we're all being fair, the Millie roller coaster was, it started like that, and then it was like, I like this Millie guy. And then when his story went on and on and on.
Okay, can I be honest?
Yeah.
You know, when I switched podcasts, during his podcast, his story about the Airbnb.
Yes, went on, it goes on forever.
Went on a little long.
Not, didn't have much of a payoff either.
Oh, I would argue that it had zero payoff, yeah. But I liked Millie enough to be like, fair enough, Millie. I still like you.
It was sequel bait. It was setting up the next story.
Yeah, it was definitely some sequel bait. Yeah, if you hadn't listened to that, peep that.
Hey, you got a mistakes to learn, like, in the future. So now he knows not to tell a long, boring story.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if he knows that yet, but
I'd like to think that Millie is on he's on the up and up right now.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you could have heard that on the Patreon. You could also hear it, of course, on the podcast feed. You can find Jim and them on your podcatcher of choice. We also have a YouTube. Hit up the motherfucking YouTube. Hit the motherfucking bell. Speaking of YouTube, actually, yeah, we do have our Horror Nights video is up and readily available if you haven't peeped it yet.
I'd like to compliment you, Jim.
Oh, thank
you. Your editing continues to like reach new heights because you're not just like
Thanks. Putting
up a video. You're telling a story.
Yeah.
Because you started off with the whole like, hey, like as we did the dumb little clip, who's going to be scared? Mike.
Yeah.
But then you did the cutaways. And then... Not to spoil too much, but you play around a lot with that stuff beyond just like, here's the next thing and here's the next thing. And you put a ton of work into like, hey, if we don't have footage of this, here's an overlay of the house synced up remarkably well
to
our audio. Yeah, that was like, Jim put some real elbow grease in this puppy and it paid off in my opinion.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for noticing. That did take a little time. So if you get a chance, give that an old like-a-roo on the channel and give me a little way-o or some sort of comment or something on there on the Jim and Them YouTube. And yes, I did... Like those, since we just kind of put them up for public, we try to keep it like just hyper focused. Like it's mostly on how we're going to Horror Nights and then Mike's going to get scared. But on our Patreon, we will have a longer just kind of like hanging with us on the trip video. That'll just be a little ways out. I just wanted to make sure before the spooky season was over.
Yeah.
You could enjoy our trip to Horror Nights, which I think came out pretty well.
I think I texted you. I won't say what it is, but I especially appreciated that stuff you did at the end. I think that was very, very well executed.
So, not only all that, you can call in. You can interact with us, the hosts of the show. All you have to do is dial this number.
701-214-5941.
Yes, and of course, Jim and Them on Skype, bitch. I am Jim.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Spooky.
My voice broke while we were singing, and I was like, hope no one noticed. I look over, and Jeff's like looking straight at me.
Homer.
Yes. So now, I mean, I was actually thinking because we'll get Skankfest next week.
Oh shit, that's next week.
Yeah,
wow.
Skankfest is next week.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out I don't know if we're going to record or what we're going to do next week.
We'll just ask Lewis if we can do a live pod.
I'll be honest, looking at the event, it doesn't seem like something, like one, we're in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Downtown.
Are we
staying somewhere?
I have a room down there if we need it.
Because I actually I work downtown. Mm. So what time does the stuff start on Friday?
Starts at like noon, but I'm not going to be down. I mean, maybe Jeff will be down there that early.
I was just saying,
you're off, right?
I literally work across from the D. I'm just going to walk to wherever I meet you guys, but it probably wouldn't be until after work. But it doesn't, since it's in our neck of the woods and it's like us watching other people watch stuff, it feels like it might be difficult to film beyond just like, oh, hey, some of the goons are here.
Yeah, I mean, I still might film, but I was thinking more as far as of doing a show.
Okay.
Because actually the week after that, I'm going to be out of town, and the week after that, I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, shit. Will this be the first dubs? We haven't had dubs in a while.
Yeah, could be. Well, I was thinking maybe we'll do, I guess I should have mentioned this beforehand. I mean, unless maybe we do like a Wednesday show one of those weeks.
I mean, we might be hyped up after the shows.
Or a Zoom show.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Do a goon pod.
Yeah, goon pods are always easy. Or a Zoom show.
But also, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Zoom shows. Zoom shows, we've gotten to a point in time where Zoom shows are not that bad.
Yeah, or maybe no one cares anyways, and they don't want to hear it.
I said we just couldn't. Yeah, maybe we're not gone for 2 weeks. Maybe we're gone forever.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, Mike, coming off of your trip last week. How was your theme park adventures, Mike Steele?
I got to say, it was pretty fantastic, Jim.
You did have a nice call-in while we were in the midst of we're in the midst of some realest of the real.
Listening to that episode, I was like, is it going to be now? And then the phone ringing, I'm like, no, this can't possibly be me right now.
Whoa, what's up, guys?
Yeah, calling to do my fucking I'm having the greatest time Beck bit.
I thought you were talking about Beck the singer.
Oh, no, yeah, there's, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I had a fantastic time. So me and my buddy Sean went to Disneyland and California Adventure for 3 days. We did the...
For the spooky season.
Yes, it was great because it was my my first for a lot of things. I've never been to like, Halloween Disneyland before. I'd been to, like, Christmas Disneyland when I was, like, a kid. One of the two times I had gone when I was a kid was a Christmas version.
A pagan holiday.
Yes. So I'd never seen it all, like, dolled up for Halloween. But I'd never done any of, like, the ticketed events and stuff. So I'd never done, like, the Oogie Boogie Bash or one of its many, like, versions of that.
It's Millie's here.
I had never.
Millie loves theme parks,
yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I had never done.
He's probably got a great story about going to a Mickey's Halloween party.
if we're going till 12, we'll have
Millie. I had never done Nightmare Before Christmas Haunted Mansion before.
That's dope.
Dude, I was shocked how much work they did to the Haunted Mansion. Like, it's kind of alarming. Like, I went in there thinking it was just going to be like, oh, there's some like shit in here. Like, oh, there's some presents and like. Oh, maybe there's like just like things put on top, like Santa hats on top of ghosts or whatever. But it was like super done up. There's animatronics and
it's
there's
crazy. I've actually been to Halloween Disney.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Tons of snow. There's like the big old Jack animatronic instead of the gatekeeper. Mm. I mean the graveyard keeper. Like tons of stuff. Like the music playing over. Like everything. I was shocked by how much. So that was really really cool. Sean had never done any of the Star Wars stuff. He hadn't been there since the Star Wars stuff had opened. So I kind of got to like. Do that with him.
Nice.
We got to ride Rise of the Resistance in some pretty dope ways. There was a time where like it was shut down.
Oh hell yeah.
But then it fucking popped back open as we were walking by. So we're like, yeah, let's hop on.
Oh, so yeah, nice no line because everyone kind of just disperses.
Bro, so there's a no line, hop on, get off. Oh, people are just now realizing there's no line. Hop back on. Back to back, 20 minutes. Inside of 20 minutes, rode it twice. So there was
in line like these fucking idiots didn't know there was no line.
Oh yeah, no, we literally walked straight up to the part where you're like you're seeing Ray, and I'm like fools and charlatans.
No,
all
I
of
know.
Them.
You're right behind this fucking idiot with the glasses right here. Like, huh?
I got to do Monsters After Dark.
Oh yeah, Monsters After Dark rocks, dude.
Jim, look up the song. Give him a little taste.
I had it ready.
Yeah,
you know I was
it's
ready.
On the soundboard.
You know I'm ready. I forgot to get the spooky, like, psycho-style build-up here. Yeah, there we go. Yeah! Fuck yeah.
Loved me some Monsters After Dark. Had a moment where I pulled up the app and gave someone a cast member a compliment because he did Monsters After Dark so well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they usually do like the because they're playing like the guards that are like, what are you guys doing here? Yeah. Or like, there's everything's loose. What are you doing?
Well, he was like, he came up and he was like, don't worry, everybody. You're in like really good hands. We're going to make sure we get you guys out here. He's like acting all stressed out and stuff. He's like, we're just going to get you in the gantry. I'm fairly certain it's like one of the safest places you can be. How much longer? He kept checking his watch and stuff. Then he goes in, kind of the doors open. He's like, okay, everyone, just get it. Hurry, get it. Row two. Hurry, get in there. And he's like talking to us. He's like, as soon as these doors shut, I guarantee you're going to be safe. And he like looks down the hallway. He's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Ah! And he's like going down and like the doors are shutting as he's like screaming looking in the hallway.
So he's getting into it.
Oh, yeah. Then after that, the doors open back up and he's like pretending to like fight with his like the net he had. And, like and then like it gets sucked away from him. He's like, you guys are good. Like, he's like into it. He's having a good time. His name's Max. Great guy.
Yeah, give Max a compliment.
The new guy's like, the fucking ride's broken. People are dying. Yeah. They're like, Max, really? Come on. Everything's fucked.
Everyone's fucking dead. Got to ride fucking Guardians a ton of times. So many times. Jim, I have like 9 pictures from the Disneyland thing, which cool. I didn't know that the Oogie Boogie Bash comes with a...
Oh, yeah. It like, comes with your photo pass, right?
So, yeah. So, but it works for like the whole trip.
Oh, nice.
So, basically every... Which I was already going to buy them because Disneyland's pictures are dirt cheap. Mm. They're like, yeah, pay $20. The whole
That's
trip.
That's like one corn dog.
Yeah, I did have a hand-dipped corn dog. It was pretty good. it came with all the pictures. So, like, that was fun. I got Sean to, like, do all sorts of fun, like, Guardians pictures. My favorite one is me. So there's this dad in front of me, and I loose-belted it. Like, I kind of sat forward a little bit so I could do some dangerous Guardians.
Oh, hell yeah.
But so I could lean extra far forward because he was just, like, you could tell he didn't want to be there. His kids were having fun. And he was just in a bad mood. So I like basically loomed entirely over. Like I was basically like nose almost touching his head. Just like, ah.
He loved that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. So it was great for me because it's like, he's going to look at that picture and be like, what the fuck was that fucking, what was that fucking idiot doing?
Fucking shit kids.
We got to, I got to ride Guardians dressed like Star-Lord. Sean got to ride Spider-Man dressed like Spider-Man. That was fun. The trick-or-treating was super cool.
Yeah.
All the, you were right. The trick-or-treat trails are way cooler at Oogie Boogies than they were at the not-so-scary Halloween party.
They know what they're doing.
Because all of them are like, they have more of a like a trail to them.
It's like a theme. There's multiple candy stops. There's characters.
Yes. There's always a character on each one of them like there to like interact with you. And it's fun because like Agatha from WandaVision was there. And she's just like dunking on everybody's costumes. Yeah, so as you walk by, she just makes fun of you, which is fun.
And what's his face from, what's Sid from Toy Story is there.
Yeah,
he's just talking shit to everyone.
Yeah, the only one that's not a villain is Bruno from Encanto.
But he's just a guy anyways.
Yeah, he's just a guy.
He's just like, a Mexican guy.
He's just stressed out. But people loved it. Yeah. People were all about that one. I got to tell you, Jim. You're doing Oogie Boogies, right? That's where you're going to be one of the next
weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, I cannot stress this enough. Make sure you hit up the Agatha line because in the middle of that line, Jim, you've been getting candy.
Yeah.
You've been getting like, sometimes they give you candy, sometimes they give you like pretzels, like sometimes they give you like goldfish crackers. But every once in a while, Jim, you get a package of crisp, cool chilled grapes.
Oh yeah, some refreshing grapes.
Some grapes, Jim. These grapes were a game changer. when it's like 89 degrees with a little bit of humidity and you're wearing a leather jacket and your other friend's wearing like all sweats because he did Spider-Man. He did the version of Spider-Man like when his costume gets taken away from him. Like our Tony takes it away so he uses his old one.
Yeah, his hand-built costume.
He's got to find some shorts. shorts costume.
Yeah, we should have.
He'd be the guy from fucking Kingdom Hearts.
Well, I mean, largely I had... And I had the leather jacket. It was way easier than it was in Orlando, but still, when you're like walking around just a little on the hot side, you know what's fucking great?
Some crisp, nice chilled grapes.
Oh, just exploding in your mouth. Delicious. We went to the line again a second time, and we're like, hey, can we be honest? Can we just have like a handful of these packages of grapes? And they're like, hell yeah, you can. Buckets. And they gave us like 5 or 6 packages of grapes. We're chomping grapes all night long, my dude. These grapes were... They were green grapes.
Okay.
Were they purple? Now I don't remember.
I think they're purple.
I think you're right,
Jim.
I've gotten the grapes there.
Oh, so then you know I'm not exaggerating.
No, I know. I saw some video on the Oogie Boogie Bash where they were going through the trick-or-treat lanes, and one lane was putting bags of chips, and I was like, get the fuck out of here with that, taking up all the space in your bag. Because they're putting like 3 bags of chips in there. No more space for candy. I would have thrown those on the ground.
They gave pretzel goldfish, which I did not like. I like the other ones. They had like pizza goldfish, but the pretzel goldfish, straight in the trash.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Pull them out, straight in the trash. And then the grapes were great because you want to eat them immediately because they're amazing and they don't have to take up any space except for in your belly because you ate them. Mm. It was one of those. It was like a really, really fun trip because we also stayed. We didn't stay too far from where Yumi and Stella stayed.
Yeah,
we were at the Marriott by the convention center.
Yeah,
so it's like a 5-minute walk. Yeah, it's nothing.
Like a block away.
The scary yacht?
But I learned.
I like it.
I'm into that.
Yeah, time.
I learned hyper quickly how much of like walking guy I am because Sean's just like,
Yeah.
We really got to walk again. Like I'm like making all these decisions based on not caring. Where I'm like, oh, bro, if we're in Galaxy's Edge, but if we head over to this, the literally opposite side of California Adventure, it's 25 minutes, bro. We can get to that quick line. He's just like he was not like, I don't want to paint him as like being a bummer. He was having a great time. And he was basically just like along for the ride. Like, Mike, you seem to know what you're doing. Let's do it. Let's do it big. Let's do fun things. But there were the occasional times where I just wasn't thinking because that stuff doesn't even like register to me. We're just like, bro, we've been like walking across from like one park to the other park like a couple times.
Sounds like he's being a real chilled groupie.
purple one.
Because, I mean, I've stayed over by the convention center before too, and it's not bad. But the reason why I don't really stay over there anymore is because at the end of the day, after I've been walking all day, I'm like, I don't want to even walk this extra block. I like to just go across the street.
Yes.
Carry me, Stella.
That. Yeah.
the across the street was nice, but like that was one of those moments where I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll just head back to the hotel room really quick.
And then head
back.
You
can grab that thing.
Like, I wouldn't want to
change
that.
Really quick. And he was like, dude, that's like the last thing
I want to do. I don't want to walk back to the hotel, then come back. Uh-huh. Fuck that. We're already here.
So I learned that about myself. Yeah. Jim, I had a bunch of green milks.
Oh, hell yeah. Of course you did.
I had a ton of green milks. But I didn't realize, so you know that, I'm sorry in advance, Jeff, I'll make this very fast.
Oh, you're fine.
You know the Toydarian twist?
That looks like shit, though.
So I didn't know.
It's like the mixing of the milks, right? It's green and blue milk.
Jim, that's what I thought it was. It's
but
not.
But don't they add like, but they also add like some spiciness to it or something?
So here's
shit?
The thing. The green milk is mango, like kind of like little like boba pieces and then mango gel mixed in the blue one. The green one is like spicy, like Lucas style salt with the mango stuff in. It's not mixing of the milks at all. It's like this other
thing.
It's
like a red. It's like a red thing.
Yeah. I didn't know that. So I was like, oh, you know what I can do? I don't want spicy shit, but I also do want green milk. I'll just be like, hey, can I just, because one's the Toydarian twist and one's the Mon Calamara twist. And I was like, can I just get a Mon Calamara twist with the green milk? And they're like, and then they look over, and you can tell that they're looking at the person in charge.
And they're like, "Are we allowed?"
No. And they're like, "Sorry, we're not allowed to do that." And I was like,
"Wow,
huh?" Normally, that's not a thing that you get. And then I was like, "That's weird." That guy, they looked at that guy. So I waited till that guy was gone.
Yeah,
went back and asked again. Was a different employee this time, and he's like, "Oh yeah." Well, he goes,
"No one was there."
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, we'll do that. And I was like, "What is this guy?" Is this guy like looming over them and like cracking
you
the whip if they ever try to do a Moncala in a green?
You found some sort of secret. Maybe that was all in theme stuff was happening. That guy was a member of the Empire.
Yeah,
or the First Order.
Maybe who
he
knows?
Doesn't allow that shit.
They're all fucking fired.
But I got to watch.
You've mixed the green milk. He's a commandant too.
I got to watch Sean create build a lightsaber.
Oh, sweet.
I got to watch him build a droid. Nice. I will say, Jim, not that it was bad, but my droid build was, my lightsaber build was much better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I the guys imagine. That were working there were fine, but they weren't
they weren't selling it.
They were, honestly, you know what they were? They were kind of like the people that Jeff said, like, the way that Jeff viewed them, like, is like, oh, you're like a kid in high school.
Kid?
Yeah. They were kind of doing that where like they always kind of had some like knowing smirk. Like they weren't selling it. They were like acting like, oh, but like they
it's like an ironic detachment.
Yes. There was definitely an ironic level to it. And it didn't quite
like they were
do
weirdly
right.
embarrassed to do what they were doing for some reason.
That's kind of what it felt like. But it was like, I still got that moment where, like, when he puts it in and they're like, all right, power it up. And yeah, you see and it light
opens up.
Yeah. And he's like, what? And then it rolls open. And he's like, what? Like, getting to see that moment from, like, the outside perspective was very fun. And we didn't get to do Ogas. I stupidly didn't, like, look at the openings until, like, probably way too soon. But the trip in general was very fun. We rode Smuggler's Run a lot more times. Yeah. Sean really, he loved Rise. But Smugglers is like, it's been around long enough at this point where, like, it's really easy to find two or three times throughout the day where it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes, yeah, hop straight on Smugglers. And I started to learn a new, like, appreciation for that ride. It's not that I didn't like that ride, but this time around, kind of being with someone that was extra enthusiastic about it and, like, getting on a couple times with, like, a whole crew of people that knew what they were doing. We never had a retard. We never had a little kid.
Yeah, a little kid ruining it.
We never had, like, a mom that didn't know what was going on.
Thank God.
Yeah. But it made, like, because we had a couple runs. Like, one of them, we got, like, three coaxiums.
Nice.
And that was dope. And people that just, like, knew what they were doing. And it kind of made that more exciting. I also, going straight from Disney World to Disneyland, man, they can't add Magic Band support soon enough, Jim.
Oh yeah,
they really
the Magic Band, eh?
I, it's just Magic Bands are so good. Having to, like, keep track of a ticket and use my cell phone for fast passes, and which we did Genie Lane, by the way. We did that Genie Plus Liney Lane, my dude. We're not fucking around.
Ain't messing around. No way.
No
you
fucking
kidding
way,
me?
Dude. And you having to scan your phone with that stuff, and it's like, what are we doing here?
Like, Jeff, that's Jeff was trying to figure out his phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if we even talked about that on the show.
No, I actually, spoiler alert, because I know we're eventually going to go back again. I already bought Jeff a Magic Band.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You hear this, Jeff?
I bought you a Magic Band, Jeff.
When are we going again?
I'll be bringing it. I actually should have brought it today. I forgot. Because it's not for Christmas. It's not for, it's just like, Jeff deserves a Magic Band. I got Jeff a Magic Band. But, like, it made me, like, I stand by that the 1-2 punch of Disneyland and California Adventure is better than all the other parks, I think. I still think that.
Oh, yeah, no,
and if you had to
no
choose
question.
Just one park, it's Disneyland is just so dense with great stuff.
Yeah, no question.
Bro, I had a Indiana Jones breakdown.
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to be shutting that down soon for a while.
Oh, really?
Like, for refurbishment. I mean, they're going to, like, shut it down. But, like, suppose it's just, like, they haven't announced, it's, like, an indefinite shut down because it always does break down.
Like the Matterhorn one?
Yeah, I think so.
Which I was bummed, dude. The Matterhorn was fucking down for refurbishment again.
It feels like
that's
always down. I never get to ride that shit.
It's shocking. But yeah, dude, so I, in the boulder room, right where the boulders are, like, rolling down, mid-boulder roll, it just stops.
So they have to exit you or do they reboot it or whatever?
Dude, I was really hoping that we were going to have to exit, but that's hanging underneath Indiana Jones. Just like sitting there, just like looking at Indiana Jones, looking at the boulder, pretend to roll. Yeah, reaching up and going, dee-lee-lee.
Really glad you had a feather in your pocket all day so you could tickle Indiana Jones' feet.
We had it break down in the room where the darts are shooting at you. But then the one time we had a breakdown in the room where it's completely dark and, like, the headlights will flicker on with bugs.
Oh, yeah.
And that stopped. But, like, the car still kind of had the, like, gentle, like, movement. And you heard the scurrying of bugs the whole time for, like, 7 minutes. Mm. We're just, like, in there in the dark, complete dark. Can't tell if you're moving. You hear the skittering of bugs.
Whenever, if you're ever on a ride that breaks down and you're stuck in the loop, you start to think about how someone could go crazy, though.
Because
it's like, if I was, like, because, I mean, I've mostly had those on, like, Pirates or even, like, Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, if you're on Pirates and you're under, like, the Dirty Foot guy, and he just keeps going, like, hey, like, whatever they're doing. And then after, like, a few minutes of that, you're like, fuck, what if I was in here for, like, 2 hours?
Yeah,
but
I
couldn't
crazy.
Move this spot. And everyone's... Everyone's stuck in this perpetual 20 seconds that's going over and over and over and over.
I'm in the snow globe.
But that's what makes it even... I was thinking about that when I was editing the Haunted, the Horror Nights video, because there are those people that are just in the house that aren't scare actors. They're just, like, pointing where to go. But they're just sitting in a scene that replays every 45 seconds or whatever.
For, like, what, probably least, 2-3 hours at a time?
Because it's already probably wild enough if you're a scare actor, but at least you get those moments of, like, like if you get Mike or something, you get to really scare them. Like that probably energizes you a bit to like keep it up. But when you're just the person pointing this way, you go this way, you don't even get to do the scares. Yeah. You're just
unless you're Mike and I still am like, oh.
You're just hearing the spider guy going, it's in me over and over again. It's in me. And it's just this, it's got to be after 30 minutes. Cause I think I was reading on one of their like forums, like some of the cast members like post around there and they were saying like, I think they do like 40, 45 minute shifts and then they cycle people out. But even then it feels like if you're hearing the same minute loop, it feels like you're just
it becomes white noise,
person.
Right?
Yes.
You either go nuts or it becomes white noise.
I mean, just thinking about working in retail stores when Christmas would happen and you'd hear the same song, but it's not like it would play over like immediately after the song played, but it'd be within like three songs or something like that. And that was fucking wild. Never mind just a ride loop where it's just fucking, or it's Mr. Toad being like, whoa, or like, go to hell, or whatever the fuck the judge says. Go to hell.
Guilty.
Over and over again.
But I definitely Disney pilled Sean for sure. Because he was like, oh man, so they do this like Halloween thing every year. We coming back next year. And I was like, oh, this is good. And he was like, oh, so because I was telling him about the lightsabers. I'm like, yeah, they're going to be adding new parts and retiring these parts. He's like, you know, like we should just keep track of when this is happening. We could do like a day trip down here and fucking like with the new parts. Like he is fucking Disney killed like crazy.
I wonder if they're going to do it up proper. Because not to like, I really like Disney World, but like, I'm with you. I think Disneyland California Adventure is way better. But because they did announce today or yesterday that Cosmic Rewind, the Guardians coaster we went on, is going to have a Christmas overlay.
Oh, really?
But then I wonder if it's going to be some weird half-ass overlay. Like, for some reason, I think that Orlando would half-ass it. But maybe it'd be legit. Maybe it will be
legit. It's got to be a gun style. Like, everything's different, right?
Yeah, maybe. I guess. That'd be interesting to see how they do it. Like, because obviously they could throw in some Christmas music, I guess.
Yeah.
But is everything else literally the same?
I bet you it's not. I bet you it's Monsters After Dark style, where
or
it's
is it
completely different
Terry
stuff.
Terry Crews wearing a Santa hat, being like, Happy Christmas, Terrence.
Well, I bet they're like, hey, Terrence, we're trying our best to like do this holiday of yours. And I bet you it's fucking like Trans-Siberian Orchestra fucking playing, right?
Christmas After Dark. Christmas After
Dark. It's literally just Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
And that fucking celestial or whatever is like, ho, ho,
ho, ho. Jesus. Oh, I thought we were talking Old West.
But like, her. It was great. It was fantastic. I'm looking forward to, I want to do those Halloween party things every year. That was fucking awesome.
It
really was.
And because I was, I mean, not to fall too deep into this hole, but we've been there for months. We've been there for years now.
Can't fall in a hole you live in.
Because, I mean, it used to always be at Disneyland. And when they moved it to California Adventure, I was like, it's going to suck now.
Right.
Because we don't even have a fucking Haunted Mansion. What, we're just going to go walk around California Adventure?
Some sort of asshole.
With Halloween shit. But no, they deliver it.
Oh,
it's cool.
Great. It's fantastic. And like, what was I about to say? I don't remember what I was about to say. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's crazy how much better some of the stuff at Disneyland and California Adventure is than its alternatives. Anyone who thinks the Tower of Terror, even like, comes close to Guardians.
Tower of Terror is still a great ride, but the Guardians ride, it's amazing how much better it is.
It's so much better. It's longer. The patterns of the ups and downs are so much better.
Yeah.
That whole fake out at the end, they always give you one more, like, here you go.
Like, bye, everybody. Yeah. Like, whatever. But then it zips you up again.
The scenes are better. Like, the whole rocket put your hands up stuff is so well put together. All that's great. And then, like, dude, I forgot how much better Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland is.
We get two drops. You get two nice
you get
drops.
Multiple
drops.
It's long as hell. It's so much longer. There's so much like more of a build and an idea. There's all like you slowly watch yourself go back in time kind of thing.
Hmm.
Where like I feel like the Disney World one is very rushed.
Yeah.
It's very short. You only get the one drop. It's just like I'm sitting there riding it. I'm fucking enchanted. I'm feeling like a kid again. And I'm just like, if I was at Disney World, I'd just be like falling asleep.
The Disney World Haunted Mansion is kind of cool how you take the Doom Buggy through the first rooms. It's kind of cool in Disneyland that you walk through them, though.
Yes.
So, but, I mean, more iconic outer mansion, so.
I would say that, like, Haunted Mansion's a good example of, like, they're different, but, like, I guess the Disney World one's newer. So there's, like, the weird, like crazy stairs room and stuff. Like, there's all that stuff. But do they have a Hatbox Ghost, Jim?
No, but they're about to.
Yeah,
fuck them.
They don't deserve it. They don't fucking deserve a Hatbox Ghost.
They don't deserve that.
They deserve a goddamn Hatbox Ghost.
Is anyone still listening?
Yeah, no, everyone's listening. Everyone loves it. You know who's listening? Jason Christopher.
Yeah, he is. Jason Christopher's loving it. You know who's listening? The silent majority.
Yes, the silent majority.
Who's listening?
Dorks.
We're out here representing the silent majority.
But I rode Splash Mountain and realized it's probably the last time I'm ever going to ride Splash Mountain as it is, because they always close it in like November and December because it's cold. Who's going to ride it? But next year is when it gets shut down to get rethemed. And so I was like, oh, shit. I doubt when I go in December to take my mom, it's going to be open. So which is kind of a bummer for her, because it means that like she will not have gotten the last ride.
Because of that, they might keep it open longer, though.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because they're going to at least cash in on it and be like, they're going to at least announce a date, because they know that everyone's going to rush out and they're going to buy all the merchandise or whatever, because they're changing it over to the Princess Tiana.
Yeah, Tiana from Princess and the Frog, it's kind of a boring Disney movie, and it has bad music, and that's kind of the biggest bummer for me.
But everyone pretends they like it now. I mean, I've never seen it, so I don't know if it's good or
Tiana
bad.
Tiana herself is fine, but the story of the movie is pretty boring. And I genuinely think the music is not very good. And since you know that Splash Mountain music is like important.
Wow, 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 wow. Do they have music like
that?
Yes,
they do.
I honestly don't know any songs, but my gut feeling is it's something like that.
It's a lot of that.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
There's a fucking gay-ass dragonfly or whatever. He sucks.
Yeah, it's not great, and the music is bad. And considering how important music is to Splash Mountain, the idea that it's going to be full of probably bad music is kind of a is like just to me the biggest bummer.
Maybe they'll pretend like they had to like change the music.
Well, I'm wondering if they just write a new song that's evocative.
I think they kind of said something that they
that would be way smarter than trying to use anything from the movie, because you could write a new, more evocative
N-words
song.
In Paris.
N-words. We gotta keep getting back on.
N-words and Nolans.
Nolans. But yeah,
me and Brian Rabbit.
That's your cray. That's your cray.
No, and I might have written.
She said she would turn into a frog.
That's put that frog in a sarcophagus. White Lives Matter. What is this?
But yeah, that was a somber feeling, knowing that maybe that's the last time I'll ride that version of Splash Mountain.
Ban Millie.
Millie's saying Princess and the Frog is a classic. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen it.
I think you're of a different time, Millie. Because I'm old. I'm 37 years old. I ain't here for that Princess and the Frog music. I'm sorry. It's just not for me.
I ain't trying to hear that Princess and the Frog shit.
It ain't for me, bro. I'm sorry. It's just not. But I did. You'd probably be proud of me, Jim. And I'm not sure why. But I did a churro flight.
Ooh, churro flight.
Now, this was a self-created churro flight.
Okay, I was going to say, they offer a churro flight.
Jim, I tried every single available churro while I was there.
I like that you go on these side missions, like when we were in Magic Kingdom, when you're like, I'm going to have all the poison apple stuff.
Yeah, I ate all four milkshakes.
Or milkshakes, that's what it was. But I'm sorry, including what?
Including the ones that are only in downtown Disney in that churro like area.
You want like that then?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Like downtown that. Disney.
The only one.
The churro area.
There's one omission. Wait, the what?
East downtown Disney, the churro area. Area.
Oh, there we go. Okay. The only one I did not try was Senior Buzz had like a spicy churro.
Bitch.
I don't need that shit.
Fake flight.
I don't fucking need that
shit.
What
was the best churro you had?
I had
cinnamon.
Cinnamon sugar churro.
It was crazy.
You can't mess with perfection.
So one of them was very simple. It was very, very simple, and I was surprised I like it as much. The other one is a little more complicated. I had a French toast churro.
Ah.
Impeccable. Quite delicious. It had all the stuff you'd expect from a s'more, but then also that perfectness of a crispy churro. Mm. Now, the one that surprised me was the pumpkin pie churro.
Because that sounds bad to me.
So here's the thing. I'm not a pumpkin pie guy.
Pumpkin pie flavoring is just cinnamon.
I'm not like a pumpkin pie guy. I don't hate it, but I'm not like out here loving it.
I like pumpkin pie, though.
But it was a traditional churro, but with only the sugar on it, not the cinnamon. Mm-hmm. And then it came with a cup that was like more like tall, kind of like a shot glass. Like it was narrow. It was meant to like have more of the churro being able to be dipped in it, of just pumpkin pie custard or whatever. Mm. And it was like really, really delicious. And the churros they gave you were softer than the other churros I was getting other places. So you dip it in this pumpkin pie filling, take a nice soft bite. And it was just like, again, it was like, it doesn't sound impressive, but it was just the way that it came together perfectly. Mm. And that was
the flavor profile.
Yes. The mixture of the flavor profile and the softness of the churro.
You didn't get the spicy churro with the chile.
And it looks like a Flamin' Hot Cheeto. It is like red dust all over it. It's like chile dust. One called the pain churro that they only do during Monsters After Dark. And Monsters After Dark, during Oogie Boogies, but I didn't know about it.
Spiders.
So, but it has like ghost pepper, like flakes in it. So I'm not sad that I missed that one. But that was that was an event only one.
Well, you almost had all the churros.
So yeah, so
that's
I had all but two. I had like it was like 17 churros.
It's okay.
It was a shitload of churros. It's a
bronze trophy.
Jeff. I created a fun little side quest for myself with churros, and it was quite delicious. Delicious indeed.
Sounds like a hugely successful trip.
It was. I'll be honest, as I had a lot of fun with Sean. It was fun going there and kind of like, oftentimes when we go on these trips, it's not that like we don't, I don't know how to word it. You obviously plan a lot of stuff, but like this one was on me. And so I had to like put it together and make sure that it was still fun. That it wasn't just like, oh, well, Jim makes them all great because he plans stuff. And him and Stella are like crazy with their making sure they get good reservations and stuff. But I got to be daddy this time.
Yeah, you were daddy.
Wound up being
baby.
Successful. Yeah, Sean was baby, little baby Shawnee. But I'll be honest, this is no slight towards Sean. I found myself being like, man, I wish Jim and Jeff were here. Yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah. I wish Stella was here.
Yeah.
Where's the crew?
Where is the boo crew?
What's Caesar doing right now?
Yeah, I wonder how Caesar is.
Is he looking at the same moon
I am? Yeah, when I look up at the moon, I sometimes wonder, is Caesar also looking up at the moon? But yeah, it was a blast. It was great. 3 days flew by. Halloween party was fucking awesome. Wearing a costume at Disneyland was fucking awesome. I saw a guy dressed like Star-Lord. Looked like shit compared to me.
Get him. Yeah.
So here's the great thing. And we were in line for Spider-Man and the whole family. It was actually kind of fun. Like they had two little kids who were a baby Groot and a Rocket. They had seemingly what looked like the mom and the dad who were a Star-Lord without a jacket, loser.
Ugh,
and a mom who
here.
Was Gamora.
Pussy. Probably thought it was too hot.
Yeah.
Super comfortable.
They had like an aunt or a friend of some type that was Nebula. Her costume was fucking awesome. She clearly like put a lot of work into it. And then they had like their grandpa guy. He had a Drax, like it was a shirt that was just Drax's body. Mm. Like it was like a long sleeve shirt. And then he had like some of the marks on his face. And you could tell he was just like, I don't know what I am. I have no clue what
I'm just going along for the trip.
They put me in the shirt. And then the pants. I'm just having some fun. But we saw them in line. And there was a bunch of Spider-Man families. There's like this family was literally like, dude, like big, big buff dude, his wife and their two kids, and they were all different versions of Spider-Man, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
But then when they were like walking with them, and then they saw us and we were talking, and that family goes, dance off, Star-Lord dance off.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had to have a Star-Lord dance off, which I handily won.
Oh, hell yeah. You were representing us, so you better.
Oh, yeah, I had to do it for the Jim and Emilos across the globe.
What's a pussy? You think that's a dance? Yeah. You ugly ass kid.
Like, whoa. Whoa.
With your fucking old ass grandpa.
Yeah. He used his inheritance to get shit costumes.
But it was a blast. I had a lot of fun. You know what also I have a new appreciation for, Jim?
Yeah, what's that?
Cum. Sean gave me some of his
cum.
Yeah, I'm into cum now.
Dip the hell out of my
dip the churro into it. That's actually just my secret.
The best churro is really good.
Is Radiator Springs Racers.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
Because when I rode it the first time, remember I had that weird seatbelt issue where like so for people that haven't ridden it, you have an actual real-life seatbelt that you put on as your like safety mechanism on the ride. But mine, I was like slouching the tiniest bit and it locked in place in a way where I was kind of like pushed down. And so I was trying to adjust myself. So I slid down more and then it locked more, even more down. And it was like a nightmare. It was like, it felt like weird and claustrophobic. And I was like pushed down and I was like kind of bunched up. And I think that it made me like not pay attention to the ride enough. Cause when I ended up riding it three times while we were there.
I mean, yeah, cause like test track.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, it's like, I like test track. It's just a better test track.
Mm.
It's got the cool dark ride stuff.
Yep.
It still has the race aspect where at the end when you're on fast, you're racing someone.
Yeah.
I love talking shit to the other car. I always turn in the car. I always tell everybody, hey, guys, make sure I'm not alone doing this. We're talking shit to that other car. If we win, talk a ton of shit. If we lose, yell at them about how they're cheaters.
Yes.
Call them
more shit.
Call them cheaters. And it's great because one of the pictures I got is literally like everyone having a good time and it's me leaning over my shoulder going like, oh, we're the best. And it's funny because the camera catches me perfectly just being like, with this fucking shit-eating grin looking over my shoulder. And it made me very happy. But I have a newfound appreciation for Radiator Springs Racers.
Yeah, it's a good ride. It usually, I mean, maybe things have evened out because there's more new stuff at California Adventure. It's just usually, for me, like, the juice is not worth the squeeze.
The
like,
line is always
like, it's
so
always
long.
Like an hour and a half wait or something like that. Or you have to get a lightning lane early because the lightning lanes sell out on that ride.
Yeah, every time.
But if I get an opportunity, definitely I'd ride it. It's a great ride.
Because during Oogie Boogie's, tons of short. Some 25, 30-minute waits on that, which is great. And then
everyone's in line for characters. Like, because they have, like, it's like Daisy and Minnie and like Clarabelle dressed up as the Sandersons sisters. Yeah. And people sit in line for 3 hours, like the whole length of the party.
Dude, there were people
just to get pictures with them.
There were people waiting where that line will be before it turned over.
Yeah, maniacs.
Waiting to be in the line that it became.
Maniacs! You blew it up! It's the Planet of the Apes
style.
So it was great. I loved it.
Planet of the purple grapes.
Planet of the purple grape, delicious, crisp, chilled purple grapes.
They're called red grapes.
I loved the purple grapes. I love the red grapes.
Nope. That's great. I mean, that was definitely like, I was definitely even like, what the fuck? Mike's over at fucking Disneyland. Right
oh,
now.
Were you?
Must be fucking nice.
To the losers, you're on your Mickey Mouse still talking around.
I'm like that fucking meme where, what is it, like a guy from Narcos or whatever when he's just kind of by himself? Like,
oh, yeah, standing around looking. Yeah. Standing in the pool.
Yeah.
You're Quentin Tarantino looking at plates.
Don't worry, that'll be me next weekend, Jim, because you'll be having a blast. But I had a lot of fun. It reminded me why I love going to those places. I didn't get burned out. I was worried that, like, having all that...
Yeah, pretty soon after we were just over, yeah.
Super soon after Disney World. I was worried that maybe some of the magic might be gone.
Oh, never.
No, none. None of the magic was gone.
In Anaheim? No way. Did you walk around Anaheim?
I did not.
Why not?
I did have a guy who was like, hey, man, you remind me of Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. And did you just fight him on the spot for talking shit?
Dude, he was like, where'd you get the lightsabers? I'm like, oh, we bought them at the park. And he's like, so that means you got money. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
what have I done?
He's
like,
oh, no.
He's like, I'm collecting money for
this
schools.
Is just in the streets of Anaheim,
yes,
not
the streets
in
of
the
Anaheim.
Okay.
Don't interact with these vagrants.
Yeah. And he's like,
that's another reason why you don't want to do the walk.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you, like, give me some money for like schools. I'm raising money for schools. I'm like, oh, I don't have any cash. He's like,
schools.
And he's like, in front of that 7-Eleven, he's like, cool. Just head on in there to the 7-Eleven ATM, grab some money. And I was just like, ugh. And so here's the thing. I did the thing that you shouldn't do.
Oh, no, you did it.
I walked in I said, sure, I'll do it. I pretended my ATM card didn't work. I'm like, sorry, bro. It
doesn't
work.
Can't even do that. No,
I know. I should.
Because you got to be careful because that could sometimes potentially do a brick to your head.
Oh, yeah.
I should
just take his debit card.
I should have just ignored him, but everybody was ignoring him. And
Sometimes you get those moments.
Yeah. I had a moment of like sympathy where I'm like, I'm not going to ignore this guy, not expecting him to give me that aggressive sell. Yeah. And well, I was like trying to be cool about it, but he's like, head on into the ATM. And I'm just like, I don't know. He's like, oh, I mean, I know you got money. You got a lightsaber under your arm.
Fuck
and I'm just
off.
Like, Jesus.
Take my lightsaber.
He had
Please
me.
Take it.
He just struck him down with the lightsaber.
It reminds
turns into
me
a pile of, clothes.
There was a video on WorldStar a couple weeks ago of a guy, I think it was in New York, but they do this in LA, downtown LA as well. I think they do it downtown Vegas as well. But basically it was a guy that got surrounded by dudes trying to sell them their mixtape, and then it just someone was filming it from like inside. They were inside a diner or a restaurant or whatever, like you could see they're filming through the window. And the guy's just essentially like handing out all this money to
like
all these black dudes that just keep coming up
is.
With their CDs.
Yeah, because they keep like pointing and doing something,
and then another guy like someone sees that's happening, so another guy comes out and then he like gives him a couple bucks. I think from what I've heard, sometimes, because usually if they ever come up with me, like with the C, I'm like, oh, no thanks. But I think sometimes what they try to do is I think I've heard the way it goes is they just hand you the CD and they're like, hey, check out my mixtape. And they act like they're just giving it to you for free. Mm. And you're like, oh, okay, cool, man. And then he's like, oh, you know what? Let me sign it for you or something like that. Like, I'm a rapper. And then they'll sign it and then they'll be like, okay, it'd be like 10 bucks or whatever. And he's like, what? And it's like, I mean, what do you think I was giving you for free? Like they kind of flip it like that.
In fact, you made me
think like,
that.
But I just signed it to you. Like I can't, now I have to, like you have to paint. Like they do some weird shit.
Oh,
like
to
that.
Chris, what? So I might just give this guy some name, Bill.
Yeah, and also it's just great to think like who even has it. Like even if you got the CD, usually it's probably blank anyways. Yeah. But say there actually was a mixtape on it. Like where are you going with it?
Well, yeah. Say it's good.
Yeah.
To what end? Well, and I love the idea of that video because it's like. During the purge, if someone's like, oh, they're like filming a guy out there getting his head chopped off. Like, that's what they're doing, basically. Yeah. They're like, we're safe in here. Look how awful it is out there.
But no, that's great. Yeah. It's good to hear that you had a good time.
Yeah, I loved it. Jim, you're going to love the Oogie Boogie Bash so much. It's a real fucking hell yeah. It's a real hell yeah.
Oh, it's got to be a real hell yeah.
It's a complete hell yeah.
Oh, actually, I found it real quick. Buddy got finessed. Street Hustlers. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Up for the chat here.
He gives them so much money.
Yeah, dude, this guy can't stop giving out money.
This guy's trapped.
He's in that moment. He thought he was going to just be kind of like nice to one guy.
Yeah.
And then they all came out of the woodwork.
He thought he was helping one bad musician, but really he was helping
they
them all.
They cleared Buddy's wallet for one CD.
So, yeah, I think, it's this guy. Yeah, he's giving out money. Like, he's got his wallet out, too. Like, never have your wallet out where you could see. And I think they're acting like they're giving him change, kind of.
Yeah.
But then, like, another guy comes up. Look, and then he's giving him more money. And then here comes this guy from the back. Oh, I got you, too, man. I'll give
money.
You $2. You give me that 10. And then another. Give me that.
Dude, he's straight up pointing. They're pointing at his wallet. Look, and they're getting up in his face.
Oh, my God, dude.
They're basically saying, give me those.
Well, you give me that 10. I see you have a 10 in there, and I'll give you a 1.
Yeah, I'll give you a 20, but they've taken like 50.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
You got more. Finally, he's just kind of like... I almost thought he was going to get away
well,
there.
Look, at the end, you can tell that the guy's like trying to do the change thing. He's like, fuck it. Yeah. No, I just want to walk away. I know you're trying to give it to me. Fuck, I'm just walking away now.
Like
no.
Here, I thought he was going to get away, but then he does come back for a little bit more.
Yeah, watch right here. Because he's like, no, I don't even want it. No, I can't do this. Fine.
Dude, go away. Keep walking.
His girlfriend's like, so I don't get to go see Wicked, or
we listened to Wicked. They gave us the Wicked soundtrack.
Yeah, we got it. We can hear it on the way home now.
Let's check it out.
Let's go back to Kansas immediately.
Kansas real quick. I have tickets to Kansas right here. You give me 50, I'll give you 20. It was
That's up. So bad,
like,
dude.
At least lose your money in like one of those card games.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Where's the ball?
A three card Monty. Yeah. Get a three card Monty, bro.
You see those videos too, where it's like, buddy lost $1,000 and like.
Oh yeah, when they're doing the like, yes,
ball under a cup, or
find
whatever.
The queen.
Yeah, or yeah, sometimes it is just a ball under a cup, and then they're like, yeah, people are putting down like yeah, $1,200 because that's usually like. Not a long con, but a little longer, right? Like, they do a couple things where they let you
like
win.
Like, your boy win in front of you.
Yeah, that's,
and then he's like,
right.
Yeah, I just won $1,000,000 on
the
street.
That's the oldest trick
and
in the
And then here you are coming up like, yeah, I'll win $5,000 real quick.
Those ones are interesting, though, because this is a classic white guy griff. It's usually black guys in that video. In those ones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, what? Do you get the memo?
No, that's such a bummer. This poor guy.
But yeah, anyways, Kanye was on Tucker Carlson, huh?
Yes, sir.
I only like skimmed through this. I was like, I got to watch this. I got to see more.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're living in a new age where Kanye West is against the media and blasting everyone on the Instagram.
Did we think we were previously in peak Kanye, but now we're in
peak
Kanye?
He just keeps getting better. He's wearing White Lives Matter shirts. He has
Wait, what?
Well, that's part of where this came from. Yeah, he was wearing a White Lives Matter shirt.
See, that's what annoys me about him is like he's just doing dumb shit because he knows that people will pay attention to him.
But it's also like
he's right
in a weird way. He's in the fashion industry. Like that's what he wants to be in.
Yeah.
But that's what all those like. Why do people freak out when he does shit? But like maybe remember Lady Gaga was wearing like a hamburger costume.
To be
whatever.
Fair, I think all that shit's stupid. But I agree that some people think it's brave or cool or whatever.
Yeah. Like I guess he was in the Balenciaga. The recent runway where it was just like in mud or something.
Yeah.
Like they were doing a runway through like a mud pit
or something. Like Fallout.
Nothing annoys me more.
He's in the Brotherhood of Steel now.
Yeah, seeing people just wear like a parka that covers their whole body or something. You're like, what the fuck
is
this?
There was a video earlier today. Balenciaga released a new bag, but it just looks like a bag of potato chips.
Mm.
But like when you look at it, it's like a purse or like a Coach bag almost. But it just looks on
the
outside.
That's like something you'd buy at like one of those Orlando fucking gift shops we go to.
Or it's what the sketch version of like when people make the obvious joke about fashion, now they're just doing the thing.
Yeah.
Because I forget what it was in, or maybe it's just been in a ton of stuff where it's just the joke of like, you know, homeless fashion. You're dressed, but then they really like Kanye kind of.
Well,
really
wasn't
that
like? Wasn't that Zoolander? Yeah,
that's
garbage.
Yes, that's what it
they're
was.
Leaked, and he's but like at the same time, like you could have like a fucking shirt that's like kill white people, and I'm like this is brave.
That's true.
This is
came from Paris Fashion Week. You just landed, and you have a lanyard still on from it, and there's a photograph on it. What is that?
Two friends.
It's a photograph of a baby's ultrasound.
Why is that? And that you designed that?
Yes.
Why? What does that mean?
It just represents life. I'm pro-life.
It also seems like he'll stab Tucker at any point.
What kind of response do you get?
He does kind of have that vibe, but like, I don't know if it's because is he coming off as like he's nervous? Is he starstruck by Tucker?
Well,
does he love Tucker?
He seems annoyed.
I think he's just on coke.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this is on coke.
Good. Amen. I agree.
I don't care about people's responses. I care about the fact that there's more
black
babies being aborted than born in New York City at this point. That 50% of black death in America is abortion. So I really don't care about people's responses. I perform for an audience of one, and that's God.
Dropping facts.
I'm starting to see why they want to make you be quiet.
Wow, you're fucking nuts.
But
that was my first question.
He doesn't think that's nuts, though, because to be fair, that is a right-wing talking point, is that... I don't know, but I don't know if I've ever heard the stat that 50% of babies are
killed.
But I've definitely heard that, like, the majority of abortions are people of color, so technically you're killing black babies.
Yeah. Facts.
When did you start to realize this?
I really felt like I think I started to really feel this need to express myself on another level when Trump was running for office and I liked him.
Yes.
And every single person in Hollywood, from my ex-wife to my mother-in-law, to my manager at that time, to, you know, my so-called friends slash handlers around me, told me, like, if I said that I like Trump, that my career would be over, that my life would be over. They said stuff like people get killed for wearing a hat like that. They threatened my life. They put my life. They basically said that I would be killed for wearing a hat.
Picture.
I had someone call me last night and said anybody wearing a White Lives Matter shirt is going to be greenlit, and that means that they're going to beat them up if they wear it. And I'm like, you know, okay, green light me then.
I thought it means they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just softening it for the news, for the audience. What I think is interesting, what he says there is, he says that they told him if he said he liked Trump, and maybe I'm reading too much into that, but I'm like reading into that there are other people that also like Trump, but they just kind of know better not to say.
Right.
It.
Well,
yeah.
Although I guess that's already kind Anyone of a known money. Thing that a lot of money people probably did like him, but it's like. They just know they can't say it or whatever, that they can't say they like Trump.
You know, God builds warriors in a different way. I don't know if it's because of me being born in Atlanta and growing up on the south side of Chicago that, you know, he made me for such a time like this. It's like with David, you know, he tended to the sheep, but while he was out there, he had to fight all kinds of animals. So when it was time for Goliath to come, he thought because he was a sheep herder that he didn't have the skill set to take down Goliath. And the thing that I have is the position, I have my heart, but the number one thing is we have God on our side. And for the people...
Did David fight other animals, Jeff?
I think he's a shepherd, so he's just like... I think I don't know if that's in the Bible, but
yeah,
that's
I couldn't tell if it's like his interpretation or if that's like a real thing.
But I mean, was he like fighting them?
Well, what he used to kill the Goliath is like a shepherd's weapon to fight off like wolves and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Slingshot,
so. All right, that tracks. So far, so good. I'm never, with him.
He hasn't said anything wrong yet.
Yeah.
Even if you don't believe in God, God believes in you.
So you made reference to the White Lives Matter T-shirt, mm-hmm. which you brought out at Paris Fashion Week. Yeah. Why did you do that, and what did it mean?
You know, I do certain things from a feeling. I just channel the energy. It just feels right. It's
at first I was going to say, who's that lady? But that's Candace Owens, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, because I was going to say, why is no one giving her shit? But of course, like Candace Owens already is that chick.
Who is she? I've never even heard of her.
Just like a Fox News lady. So it's like she's a black lady, but the angle is like,
sure.
How dare she? Like,
you're not a victim.
A gut instinct, a connection with God, and just brilliance. You know, like it's if you ask, like, Tanya Harding. Yeah.
Rewind a little bit just to that picture. Look at the white girl in the Kanye glasses.
This
looks like a dork.
I forgot about those stupid ass glasses.
She's like, I'm Kanye too.
A gut instinct, a connection with God, and just brilliance. You know, like it's if you ask, like, Tanya Harding, how she did the triple flip or the triple spin. Yeah. She was in so much practice that when it was time for her to skate in a competitive format, it just happened. Like it happened outside.
And nothing
practice.
Less.
It happened in the real format.
Spider-Man.
And that's what happened.
Gordon Hale, thank you for the sub, dude. I love that he's like he's talking about how he's like, you know, this it was just kind of like a feeling I got like. And he's like comparing it to, you know, a God almost like speaking through him or like kind of brilliance, like just
an Olympic level athlete, top of her game.
But honestly, like the most obvious thing to do if you were like a famous black person to get like a lot of attention and uproar would be to wear a White Lives Matter shirt.
He's doing the most basic shit.
Yeah, like it's so transparent. Like, but I like to him that he's like, fuck, why is no one doing that?
Yeah.
I'm brilliant. This is great.
And it's great. His Instagram has been on fire of just people texting him like, you're crazy. And he's like, everything that's texted me will be posted in there. It's like Puff Daddy, the biggest fraud of all time, trying to be like, you're hurting the community. It's
I think that's kind of at least part of some of the brilliance here is that, like, at least on that level, although I don't think that was premeditated.
No.
is that, yeah, someone like P. Diddy is like a vulture.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, there's even like Mace is putting out these videos now because him and Mace are having like a back and forth. And it's like, it was because I watched Mace's video from this week and he brings up all these rappers that like were popular from Puff Daddy, but they're all dead now.
Yeah.
Oh, and damn. Not that he like killed them or anything, but like, clearly
it's crazy when you look at it on paper.
He just like didn't do them any favors either. And he clearly just did the same, like, you know, standard record producer, like, you know, vulture tactics of like just draining people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like not having any actual talent yourself.
Wring everything out of them and then move on.
Yeah. And then you have a memorial song about them or whatever. And it's like,
It is interesting, when like some of these people try to use Kanye to kind of almost give themselves a platform, and then he puts that on its head. At least that's the way I see it.
Yeah, and like you look at our chat, the anytime you bring up Kanye now, it's like this guy's completely crazy.
Yeah,
it's just like okay,
I mean, obviously he's like, got vibes, but I don't think he's complete. I mean, I've always said I don't think he's completely crazy though.
Yeah.
Because we all go a little mad sometimes.
Yeah, he's the Joker.
He's fucking
society,
Norman Bates.
Yeah.
Without all the transphobic fuckery from Psycho.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Is God is like preparing us for the real battles. And we are in a battle with the media.
Get back to rapping about murder and
the majority
drugs.
Of the media has a godless agenda.
Well, you know what's hilarious though too?
Yeah.
Is if you think of it just as like Kanye's career, you know, there was a time where some people got just as upset because he used to wear a pink shirt. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're like, you gay motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
some people you know, acted like that.
Like the that's what I mean. Like the hip hop community were like, this gay motherfucker.
Gay as hell.
And they wear a pink ass shirt.
They wear like scene
or even
pants.
Like, you know, I think maybe.
Oh,
even,
yeah, wearing like fucking,
skater
skinny
pants.
Jeans.
That's
for
like,
a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he was kind of like one of those guys too that like kind of started that. Or even like, to a lesser extent, when he came out with that 808s album, when it was doing all the auto-tune. But then all these things, I mean, I don't know if Trump's going to come in style like that. Most of those things ended up coming in style.
Yeah.
But people are saying the same thing. What's wrong with this motherfucker? Like, what's he doing? He's crazy.
The jokes are not working. This whole, like,
now
oh,
like,
yeah, he's
you're
crazy.
Not gay?
And all
the
these things, they don't work because the media has, you know, they've also watch travesties happen, just even specifically to me, and just watch it and act like it wasn't happening, and they stay quiet about it. I want to answer the white. Yeah. I feel like someone caught what I was saying, the comparison of Tonya Harding about the White Lives Matter. You know, my dad is an educated ex-Black Panther, and he put a text to me today, he said, White Lives Matter, ha, 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 ha. And I said, I thought the shirt was a funny shirt. I thought the idea of me wearing it was funny. And I said, Dad, what do you think it was funny? He said, just a Black man stating the obvious. Yeah. And
Tucker doesn't get it.
Tucker's like,
you know,
what?
My dad doesn't listen to rap music. And he's like super educated. We opened up a water distribution center in the Dominican Republic together. He's like the original Steve Jobs, but he was getting blocked every which way with all of his ideas. And he didn't have an endless bank account, and he didn't have an Instagram. So all these ideas, he had to like take them back and compress them. Like my dad is the most brilliant person that I know. And we actually have a strained relationship because I was taken from him because my mom was an actress, so she was a liberal. And
I thought he was like obsessed with his
things
mom. I thought
say,
his mom was like the most important person to him.
Yeah.
Why is he
guess.
Dunking on
it's
her?
It's not
right
all
now.
Black and white. People are
that's true. There's
nuance.
Layers.
No. You liberals hate nuance.
He's dunking on her right now.
I mean, he is still trying to answer the question about the shirt. I think.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to talk about the shirt, but it's a long way around.
You know, we should do it this way. We should do it that way. And the people got around my mom, and pulled her away, much like, you know, Kim is a Christian, but she has people who want her to go to Interview Magazine and put her ass out while she's a 40-something-year-old multi-billionaire with four Black children. And this is how fashion wants to, how they want to present her. So I know you give these questions, and I give you like these three-part answers. Is this a cool format for you?
Yeah,
okay, cool.
And I am following it.
All right.
No, you're not.
So you said...
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone followed.
You said I could say it.
He said some stuff. I kind of get what he was going at. He did kind of still answer the question about the shirt. He did basically say in a long way about it that he did wear it kind of for attention. There was kind of like a tongue-in-cheekness to it.
Yeah. And everyone freaked out.
That your father said when he saw the shirt, White Lives Matter, it's great to see a black man stating the obvious. So, by which I think you meant, that's obviously true.
Yeah, that my favorite response, because I kept on thinking, like, you know, people, they're looking for an explanation, and people say, well, as an artist, you don't.
I like that the title is just Yay plus Tucker.
Yay plus two. Yay and Tuh meet up and says he can say it.
You're chopping the new Yay Tuh. Watch the throne, too.
You know what, Kerr? You could say it. Oh, what? Me?
To give an explanation, but as a leader, you do.
Yes, I think that's right.
So the answer to why I wrote White Lives Matter on a shirt is because they do. It's the obvious thing.
Yeah. Why do you think that's so, and I assume the implication is, of course, all lives matter because they're lives, because God created them.
Yeah.
Why do you think that would be considered controversial?
Because the same people that have stripped us of our identity and labeled us as a color have told us what it means to be black. And the vernacular that we're supposed to have. My dad.
I don't think I've ever seen
grew up
Kanye's
as a military
dad.
Brat.
Mm. Yeah. He posted on his Instagram.
And his family moved around, but they were based mostly.
It's easy to picture.
There's
like a black Steve Jobs.
And at the time,
also slam dunk. I don't think Kanye has either.
Black family.
No,
one
get him.
And
because of his liberal
he
mom.
Would be discriminated against because he was black. So by the time he got into college. He would be discriminated against. He went to a black college. He would be discriminated against because they said he talked too white.
Yes.
And then he played the kick drum in the band. So when he would go to the club and the music was playing, where would he clap his hands? Where the kick drum is.
Yeah.
So it's the opposite of where everyone else
right, exactly.
was clapping their hands.
Dork-ass Kanye dad.
This is the most... elegant and tasteful.
I can't imagine Tucker being like, yeah, I know, I get it.
I clap wrong all the time.
Damn, who this motherfucker from the sunken place? Yo, this sunken place motherfucker in?
What? You heard the race? You should be rioting.
And when my mom, when the school suggested like the herding systems, because what they do is take the black community and they separate us. And they separate the families, and the educated, they push this, you know, need for higher education. And us as blacks, we discriminate against each other and say, well, I got my PhD and you don't have your PhD, so I'm better than you. And so my mom, she had a PhD, and she was influenced to
that's something I hate about the black
to
community.
The south side of Chicago.
How often they're always like, I got a PhD and you don't. They're
well,
constantly
black
doing
women.
That.
Usually it's a play a hating degree, though.
Nice.
I mean, to quote Diddy, because you got a PhD, play a hating degree.
Off at Chicago State University. And she told my dad, if you come for us, you know, you'll never see him again. Because, you know, the media ridiculed me for getting the house next door to Kim to see my children. And they even said that I was stalking her and her new boyfriend because I bought the house next door to see my children. And that's how I knew that my mom had said that to him. I said, Dad, you know, they moved us to one of the most agreed upon to be one of the most dangerous places in the world. It's almost like they tried to kill me or something. I said, Dad, why'd you never come to get us? And that's when he told me that she was told that. You know, there's so many things that are put in Kim's head. You know, they bring influencers. Like, no one ever knew where Corey Gamble came from.
Ooh.
No one in the fashion world knows where Gabby came from. These people were practically made in a laboratory.
Gabby's the one with the bad boots.
And one of the things that they're really good at doing is being nice and being likable. And what they do is, for people that have some form of influence, whether it's an educated black woman like my mother that became the head of the English department at Chicago State University, or whether it's the most influential white woman on the planet being my ex-wife, they have people
Kim's
that
a white
are around
chick?
Them at all times.
Yeah, yeah, she's basically white.
Is
they try
she?
To act like
Kim Clinton?
They try to act like they're not the Kardashians.
I genuinely didn't think she was. She like Tell nothing about her
half,
looks
she's
white.
She's half Jewish.
Huh. I mean,
I had no idea.
But these days, it's basically that's the real white people.
You got to know that Kanye's fucking going. Yeah. He's trying to get me to react the way I'm reacting by saying what he said.
Well, it's just it's. I mean, if you listen to some of the stuff he's saying, he's not saying anything that crazy. And honestly,
well, I don't think I've never said he's. Yeah. Like always crazy. He's more just annoying and performative.
Yeah, well, I'm more talking about like whether people in the chat or just people on social media, because like, you know, I think him saying stuff about how whether it be him saying the media or if people online would maybe more stated as like systemic or the system, I think other people have said the same thing of how they pit black people against each other, and it's like, oh, if you're too educated, that's looked down upon or
right.
yeah. thought of as like an Uncle Tom or a traitor or something like that. So I think some of those stuff that he's saying, that stuff I've heard other people say.
Oh, totally.
I mean, he does weird, like, he obviously has a through line because I was trying to listen to what he was just saying because he kept going back and forth. He's relating his journey as a father to his father, but he keeps weirdly going back and forth where it's hard to follow, where something to do with how his mom moved away with him. It's similar to how he tried to buy a house next door. And it does make sense. If you're rich and famous and you break up with your wife, but you have the means to be like, you know what? I'm going to live in the neighborhood so I could see my kids
all
the time.
He's just doubt firing.
But then everyone else says that. It's like, whoa, he's stalking?
Yeah, no.
He's stalking. But then again,
he's doing a real-life version of Miss Doubtfire. If Robin Williams' character could have done that, he would have. Yeah.
But then again, in other people's defense or even the media's defense, he doesn't help his case a lot when he shares like text messages and comes off as more crazy or when he does like become more aggressive, like I forget specifics of what he had posted before, but when he was like calling her out as like a porn star or their family or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that comes off a little bit more to like as if he's some more of an abuser and he is trying to stalk her, or when he was like begging her to come back or whatever the fuck he was doing before. But then again, I still feel for him when didn't Skeet get a tattoo of like his kid's names?
Yes.
I'd be freaking out as well. I'd be like, who the fuck
Which
are you?
Weird.
Why are you getting
They dated for like 5 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. Why are you getting my children's names tattooed on you? Even though he's just the man with the worst. I guess, is he worse than Adam Levine?
No.
He's like, they're just succubi that any man that enters gets destroyed. Look at him.
Yes.
Like even Rob Kardashian, the son.
The Kardashians.
Like, tried to kill himself and shit. And like Lamar Odom smoked crack and died twice.
Yeah.
Like, the only guy that made it out was that other basketball guy that got away right before Kanye.
Telling them what to be afraid of. It's like not what to do or say specifically. It's what to be afraid of. And if you have a person that isn't afraid of them, you know, like a Russell Brand or Candace Owens.
That's right.
It's not that we have to agree.
I don't pay attention to Russell Brand. I feel like his name keeps coming up
as a
well-spoken guy.
I had no idea he was important, and he keeps getting brought up the last couple weeks.
He became a conspiracy guy, and everyone was like, all right, get out of here.
But I thought recently, I forget exactly what it came up, someone brought him up as an example of someone very well-spoken, because they were like, okay, you're not Russell Brand. Like, stop acting like you're smarter. Like, he was offhandedly referenced as a super intelligent guy, which I was surprised about. So is he the new, is he the internet's John Oliver Do people love him or hate him?
Well, like, he's not John Oliver because, like, he's hated on by the people that would love John Oliver, but he's, like, an Alex Jones type figure now.
But I also thought that more, like, isn't he thought of as, like, a libtard? So
no,
wouldn't the
not
people?
Anymore,
oh, not okay. I guess I'm that out of the loop.
Because he was like anti-vax and type stuff. So
that's
why
where shit started going down. Yeah. Okay, because I mean, I've seen like every now and then, like YouTube will recommend. I see that he has like either I don't know if it's a podcast, YouTube show, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I've never clicked on it, so I don't know what's
annoying.
Going on. Yeah.
Right. No.
With this, but
they're not afraid.
They're not afraid to state what their opinion is.
Yes.
Everyone. No one is God. And everyone has an opinion.
Anyways, I don't know. The thing is, even though I don't always get what he's saying, I think a lot of things people always say is like, oh, fucking celebrities are so milquetoast. They're clearly just bullshitting us. I feel like at least Kanye, and I know this is like what a dumb person says about someone, but I mean, I feel like he's talking about shit that he wants to talk about. Like he doesn't care if someone doesn't like him for it. I guess you know, I can understand the annoyance that it can feel like he's looking for attention, which is probably a big part of it.
Yeah, but it's not like Kanye needs clout at this point. Everyone knows him.
That's
like,
true.
I obviously he wants attention for fashion and stuff like that, but like he's not doing it in a way that's like would get you positive attention.
Well, I just remember the thing he's talked about a lot, even for like the past decade, was always about how like, you know, I know average people think I'm rich, but I mingle with people that are fucking rich.
Yeah.
Like you think I'm rich. Some of the, like, he talks, whether it be executives or especially fashion people, because fashion feels like such a fucking scam.
Yeah.
And I think that really drives him crazy. I mean, I don't know if it's just because they're richer than him or he's trying to get into, he feels like it's a world he can't get into, but it feels like he does keep getting into it because even though he shits on these brands that keep signing him, like, whether it be what, and now he's saying, like, fuck Adidas. Is Adidas the latest company he's with? Or Gap was the other one? Fuck Gap.
Fuck Gap, fuck Adidas. He's doing his own thing. They stole all his shit.
But even though he does that, some other company would just sign him to do a thing. Because
it's gonna be fuck Balenciaga pretty soon.
Yeah,
like all these companies are vultures and just old money. Like fucking, like the people that run all these companies are like 80-year-old like oil barons. it's all bullshit. I don't know. I mean, he is doing it for attention, but I don't think he's doing it like, oh no, people won't, people don't like me.
yeah. Because again, not to go back to like Lady Gaga, but Lady Gaga feels more, I mean, maybe she's even settled down more because she's obviously just cemented as a star. Like, she's nominated for Oscars and bullshit like that. But that felt very calculated.
Yeah.
Whereas Kanye, I feel like he does want attention, but it doesn't feel calculated. He's just kind of like, what if I do this?
Yeah,
this will work for a while.
Her stuff feels like it's part of the job. His feels like it's his life.
Well, his is always like something he's genuinely into at that moment.
Yeah.
Like the pink polo or Jesus or, you know, Republican talking points. Like, you know, he's into that. So you're going to hear about it. And you're going to, like, you know, 2 years down the line be like, wow, what a genius move.
Whoa. Well, because the thing, I mean, fucking... What's the name of that Jesus album?
God is King or Jesus is King?
Such a good fucking album.
Oh,
and everyone's
Oh,
he's putting out a religious album or gospel album or whatever. Front to back. So, it's only like
too.
24 minutes or whatever the fuck it is. Great as 24 minutes. Or even like, what was it, Yeezus that everyone hated at first? But then even you hated it. I loved Yeezus when it came out.
Yeah. No, I mean, he does what he wants to do and then is hailed as a genius for it later.
What is funny, though, too, is when people get upset, like people got upset when he was wearing the MAGA hat and people got upset when he was talking about slavery and stuff. And like these other rappers will come out and like kind of cut him off or whatever, like disavow him. But then in a year when he's like, all right, I'm working on a new album, everyone's like, yeah, let me get on that. Let's go. Let me get on that. Let me get a feature, though.
I won't list you. I won't list you as a feature. You'll be on there somewhere, Young Thug. You might go,
Yeah, and if you, I'm gonna bleep out all your curses.
Yeah, yeah, bleep out Cardi's verse. You can't even hear anything other. I'm with the what? What you call it?
I don't know. He's maybe the man. It's just I might just have a soft spot for him because I appreciate all the stuff he does. I like it.
It rocks. It's the best. It's my theme parks.
But I also can understand why someone would be like, this fucking guy again.
Yeah.
Why am I hearing about him again? You know what I mean? So if like that's what you're thinking, Mike, I get that.
Oh, yeah, no. It's what I'm... I just don't care.
It's
yeah.
the booster.
It's not the end of the world when he's talking stuff. It's just like, I don't care. I don't care at all about any dumb thing he's doing. It just they feel like stunts.
Mm.
And I wouldn't like anyone doing stunts. And it feels
what
like
about Steve-O?
Every time yeah. we hear about
you
him,
like
he's
when
doing Steve-O stunts.
Does stunts.
When Steve-O's the exception. We all know
you like
Steve-O's
when
the exception.
When Borat does stunts.
Oh, there we go.
I don't like when Borat does stunts.
You know what? Why is everyone celebrating Borat stunts but yeah. not Kanye stunts?
I don't like Borat stunts either.
It's nice to get a break from Borat.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to Kanye talk.
Kanye's way better than Borat, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people were saying that Borat should have been nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, right.
Did that dumb bitch get nominated for an Oscar from Borat?
Who? Sasha?
No, that like young girl that was in it that ended up being in Bodies.
Oh,
Bodies.
Girl Borat?
Yeah, because there was Lady Borat in that Borat, the last Borat movie.
I don't know. She probably won an Emmy or some shit.
I guess it was.
I bet she won a Golden Globe.
Ooh. I'd like to suck on her globes.
Yabo.
The original Borat was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it was great until it wasn't. Yeah. That's not Borat's
But
fault.
even at the time, if I liked it, I'm like, this should not be nominated for... Unless you're going to nominate Ye for going on
Ye
Tucker.
Get Ye an Oscar.
Nominate you for going on Tucker.
Why can't I? He's like,
you like when Impractical Jokers do
yeah
pranks.
You're like, oh, here comes Q.
I'm not sure if I do. I've had to sit in a waiting room once.
I've never seen that show before.
I've never seen it, and I'll admit that I thought it was something it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then I had to sit in a waiting room at a hospital for like 4 hours, and that's all that was on. Yeah, I came around. But I didn't. I don't, some
do
the,
they do like pranks on people, or do they do yeah. like so stuff the, where it's like
they
you
have an earbud.
You drink 40 beers?
So the thing is that it's less about pranks and it's more like, okay, Jim, you have you have a thing in your go inside the grocery store and walk around. We're just gonna tell you
take your fucking balls like, out okay, right now. Take your balls out.
It's like,
there's a little kid.
Hey, you see that guy? Go tell him you have to trade shirts with him. And then whoever taps out loses, and they have to do like the worst thing or whatever. See that guy? Try and take the bananas out of his cart. Just do it. Okay. All right, knock something over. Okay. Knock another thing over. Now trip and act like you're injured. Like I'm probably doing a bad job, but
it's
that type of thing.
It's that type of thing. Okay.
Tons of situations.
That's kind of like,
or all four of them go in and they have to like do a thing as long as possible while people around them are like, what is happening?
So
right
like
now?
When Ashton Kutcher was on Punk'd and he'd be like, now shut the door on him. Like when he would do that shit, or Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah. It's kind of along those lines. And again, like some of them are better than others. I thought I didn't like it, but then I watched it and I was like, all right, this is fine.
Sometimes I
like and the guys are all likable.
Sal a lot. And I just know him from his podcasts. Yeah. But I mean, I know of him because like I've heard of the show, but I always thought it was weird at first when comedians would bring him on their podcast, but it was just because it's like, holy shit, we're friends with this super famous guy. I didn't realize how that show's so big because I guess it does just play for hours.
Oh,
hours
yeah.
TV.
If you go on any hotel,
it's like a CBS show where you're like, how is this on the 13th season? I've never even heard of it. And you're like, oh, it's the most popular show on TV. And you're like,
it was
Road
Rules and MTV when I was growing up. That was just always on.
Yeah.
Sal's in Clerks 3, Jeff.
Ooh.
They have
He's one of the auditions.
They have an audition scene a la Jim and Them Valentine's Day special.
Oh, here we go again. Kevin Smith, Dick Ryden. Dick Ryden, Jim and Them.
Sal does the, I'm not even fucking supposed to be here today. Fuck.
Yeah, he's like,
he throws
overly
in an extra, like, it's not funny at first. Yeah. And then he throws in just enough fucks that makes it funny.
He genuinely, it's a bad bit in on paper, and then he does it, and he makes it good.
Yeah.
It was written badly? No way. The actors made something that was written poorly good? What the fuck?
And I think Q's in it, too, but I don't recognize him as much. But as I was saying on the piss cord, Q is not a good... I don't know how he stands up on the show in Practical Jokers, but when he guests in place of Sal, he's not as good.
All the guys seem very likable.
Yeah.
The bald... dorky looking one, I guess, if that's the best way I can describe him. The guy that looks the least like he's from New York. Yeah. He's the one that I guess is kind of the least interesting, but they all seem likable enough.
You know who I like who does stunts is stunts. why am I spacing on his fucking Nathan Fielder. He does some good stunts.
Okay, he does do some good stunts.
Let's nominate him for an Oscar. Let's get him hanging out with Yay.
I found someone I like who does stunts, Nathan Fielder.
We gotta start giving people that don't make movies Oscars. That's what I'm saying.
Or at least noms. We gotta give them some noms. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we're gonna give fucking Borat a nomination,
yeah.
Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Stacks.
Yo,
I just wanted to say that in Practical Jokers, y'all know that was a old Jim and Them idea that they stole, right?
Oh, when like we're gonna do the Mike play the Mike video game, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's you're absolutely
right. Oh shit, you're right, Stacks. Holy crap!
Because we were trying to figure out a way that this was like pre-social media, kind of.
Yeah.
Where like how we could have people control and make choices for you one night. Yeah.
I forgot all about that. Good fucking memory, Stacks.
Yeah.
Damn, right, have a good night.
Best dude,
Thanks,
man.
Yeah, everyone's dick riding us. Dude. Kanye, Borat, Sal Volcano.
The only person that's not dick riding us is Stacks. Ooh.
That's true.
Well, he is dick riding us in a good way.
I'm dick riding Stacks.
Yeah, if you dick ride us, just give us compliments.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I love giving my dick road.
Ride on my fucking dick.
Oh, I want someone to ride my dick.
My dick.
My cock.
Whoa, come on. Come on, Core. What about Corat? Corey Feldman.
What about Corgat? Like Korg from Thor?
Whoa, what about him? That's pretty much who Sacha Baron.
I'd like to talk about my wife. there she is. She's the woman who I love. Woman of my dreams.
All right.
There she is.
That's Korgat.
Tiki Waborat.
The Jew? Trying to figure out Korgat over here.
All right. Korgat's a deep, deep, deep impression. That's only the true ones can do Korgat.
How do you get Korgat going?
New season of Practical Jokers. They're like, all right, now do Korgat. Just
do Korgat now.
He's in a doctor's office. All right, so how do you feel? What are your symptoms? Do Korgat. Do Korgat.
Punching a hole in the wall.
He's trying to do Korgat.
Yeah, tell him you can't shit as Korgat.
You can't keep getting away with it. Yeah, you're on. Yeah, Murr, you're on our list. You're greenlit.
Yeah, Murr, that's the one.
Murr's greenlit. Sal's cool. Q's greenlit. So everyone go.
Korgat greenlit.
Ooh, cornlit greenlit for 7 seasons.
Yeah, greenlit that fucking second season, baby.
Mm. All right. See ya.
I'm a snake. I'm a snake for Korgat.
Yeah, that is a part one. That's a part one. We'll be back.
Fearless Dream.
Motherfuckers know I'm doper than any motherfucking gay ass homo. Pay 30 bucks for that shit, man. Your fan base must be tokers. Crack rock, hard suck. Yeah, that's their boyfriend, but they dream about my cock. My flow is their preference. My style straight GQ. Pause. Dressing like your cute dog. Look like a toddler. Now come and suck this bottle off. You saved it for the record. Gonna make your track better. Have me do a feature, then delete your verse, hater. Skeezy beat you till you curse. You got a dildo in that purse. Had a battle with Fred Durst, and he fucking came in first. You looking real silly now. Suck on my motherfucking Swisher. Fat fucking dilly, hater.
Yeah.
I say fuck if you ain't with this. Gonna send you naked pictures and you'll probably jerk off with it. You fuck guys, you fuck guys, you fuck guys. You fuck guys, you fuck guys, you fuck guys. Straight dudes say word, ain't never fuck no guy. Ain't never fuck no guy, straight dudes say word. Ain't never fuck no guy, ain't never fuck no guy. Straight dudes say true, ain't never fuck no guy. Ain't never fuck no guy, that's the thing I don't do. Now I just rate you with one fucking verse and a hook, what up? Take a second, slow it up. Verbal bombs, we blow it up. That's your girl, I called your bluff. That means she's just a hoe enough. Jim and them, yeah, that's my crew. Form like Voltron's how we do. Oh, what's that? Your name is who? You bite my swag, I thought it was me too. RKR, we banging. Our balls, we let them hangin'. Bogus packs and goon packs and also dick slangin'. Fuck out the way, it's our turn. Sinestro to Green Lantern. We on that Heath Ledger, just wanna watch the world burn. Damn, feels good to be a motherfucking goon. Your team ain't sick, you fags immune. Announce you on stage, the crowd say, Your team lost loads like a strip club backroom. You bitch, she's trying to fillet me. She reppin' raped, maybe. Mean she got her ripe ass pussy eatin' daily. By us. I just fucked her while she's with ya. Sip my cum out of a pitcher. Taste me when she kiss ya.
No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah.
Real goons absurd, ain't never told no lie. Ain't never told no lie. Real goons absurd, ain't never told no lie. Ain't never told no lie. Real goons say true, ain't never told no lie. Ain't never told no lie. That's why I fucked you. Then I fucked your mouth. Then I fucked your face too. Oh, what nonsense in the building. My boy Antix, he got something he gotta get off his chest. It's real important. Yo, Antix.
Yeah.
Kick that.
Fat bitches are pigs, just a bunch of fucking swans. Just a bunch of fucking swans. I won't fuck that bitch, even if it meant I get signed. Even if it meant I get signed, ATM decline. I ain't got no money for you, I don't give a damn what you do. I ain't got no time. Oh, that ass fat, got gag swag. Yeah, bitch, that's fine, but you fat though. You fat hoe, go ahead girl, call me your asshole. You just mad though, matter of fact, here, take this dick and gag hoe. Yeah, just like that. Take this 10 speed off the bike rack and ride it. Girl, lose that weight, get your mind off of that milkshake. Ugh. Yuck. I say fuck you and your sister. Think you're hot with your plastic spinners, but you're not. Here's what's for dinner. No swine, no swine, no swine. No swine, no swine, no swine. Fit ho say word, you ain't never getting no flabs. You ain't never getting no flat. Fit ho say word, you ain't never getting no flabs. You ain't never getting no flat. Fit ho say true, you ain't never getting no flabs. You ain't never getting no flabs. That's the thing you won't do. That's why I do it so these fat hoes shut up. What up, what up, what up?